fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I want to close this week by reflecting one more time on dimensions of the fear of the Lord. Hopefully this week, if you've had a chance to tune into the program, you're beginning to see the value and the beauty and the power that's in the spiritual gift, the fear of the Lord. The first step is to see by the grace of God, through the power of God's word and the gift of the Holy Spirit, to see how precious the fear of the Lord to Jesus himself. I began the week by reading from chapter 11 of Isaiah. Isaiah tells us about the seven spiritual gifts of the Holy Spirit that really are dimensions of the character and life of Jesus, and how the Holy Spirit wants us to share in those gifts and to walk habitually and be habitually surrendered to the promptings of the Spirit that is conforming us and helping each of us literally be like Jesus, to live like Jesus. When the Bible says, do not be conformed to this world, be conformed to Jesus, put off the old man, put on the new man, we understand we're supposed to do something. But it's important for us to see, I can't put on Jesus on my own strength. It's a work of God in me to which I cooperate. I can't change myself, but what I have is the promise of God that through the gift of the Holy Spirit given in baptism, Jesus himself will do the work of transforming us into his own character, his own life. He wants to conform us to himself, to form us with him, so that we can walk like him, we can talk like him, we can love like him, we can serve like him, we can preach and teach and wash the feet of our neighbor, to care for the poor, just like Jesus would love to do. He wants us to be just like him. And so one of the things that knowing this passage from Isaiah chapter 11 is one of the passages that emerges in this season of Lent that the church presents to us in the liturgy, because Jesus is that root that comes forth from the stump of Jesse. The Messiah comes forth from that heritage, that line, that lineage from Jesse, the people of Israel. And that one, that Messiah, is particularly, Isaiah tells us, filled with the Holy Spirit. And because he's filled with the Holy Spirit, these gifts, these characteristics are present in his life. And that the reason I took up this whole week was, and the fear of the Lord as a theme, is because he said, not only does Isaiah identify the fear of the Lord, but then he says the very next line, and it's the only spiritual gift he describes in this way. He says, and his delight is in the fear of the Lord. We're getting a glimpse into the person of Jesus. And I often talk on this show, and recent popes have talked about the importance of having a personal relationship with Jesus. Sometimes people say, well, how is that possible? He's not even here. I've never met him. Well, he wants to meet you. He wants to meet you. And how does that happen? Through the gift and power of the Holy Spirit. It's the special mission of the Holy Spirit to reveal Jesus to every human heart. If you had a chance to tune into the program over the last couple of days, I spoke about a passage in Isaiah, the encounter that Isaiah had with the Holy Spirit, who revealed to him, who opened up his eyes to see God enthroned in heaven, his holiness and his majesty. And it's the Holy Spirit who allowed Isaiah to see the condition of his own heart. He said, woe is me, I'm lost in light of this holiness. Wow. But the angel then comes from the throne of God. It's God who acts and makes it possible for us to be cleansed and be purified so that we can come into his presence. That's what Jesus is about. That's what Christmas is about. That's what the incarnation is. Jesus is the angel that's sent from the throne of God, from heaven itself, to come to purify us, to make us holy, to lift the stain of sin in our lives, to blot out sin, and to set us in right relationship to God, and to make us a holy temple so that we can see God. Remember the passage from Hebrews we read this week. Strive for that holiness without which no man, no woman will ever see God. Only those who are holy, that is, who are set apart, not holy by my own strength and I'm better than other people, none of that nonsense, but God's action through Jesus I mean, in Jesus, through his Spirit, purifying us, making us a temple of the Holy Spirit, and then giving us power to be docile to the prompting of that Holy Spirit, who's always leading us to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, to be more like him all the time. That's for everybody. No matter how poor, no matter how rich, no matter how sinful, no matter how, you know, doesn't matter. All of us are called to that, and all of us are heading on that path. That's the way to eternal life. We're seeing something about the character of Jesus. What's he like? What is Jesus like? I want to tell you about my friend. He delights in the fear of the Lord. What's that? What does it mean? He delights in the fear of the Lord. He knows his Father's holy. And the last thing he ever wants to do is to offend the holy God who is his Father. So his heart is set on making war against whatever it is that offends God. Jesus is zealous, just like the story of when he cleansed the temple, the holy temple in Israel. He came in there, and people lost sight of the holiness of that place. And they're buying and selling, and their mind and heart is not on God. Their mind and heart is on their own prospering and on buying and selling. And what happens? The zeal for God's house starts to burn in Jesus. It rises up in him, and he grabs cords of, you know, rope, and he literally starts whipping people. Get out of here. He turns over their tables of money changers and says, stop defiling the holy place of God. Do you see what Jesus is like? He has zeal for his Father's house. He's filled with the fear of the Lord, and he wants to instill in all those people who are there, Israelites, he wants to instill in all of them a healthy fear of the Lord, because the lack of the fear of the Lord has led them to stupidity, foolishness, to offend God. The scripture is clear. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Wisdom is that capacity to make right decisions about how to live well, how to live rightly, right? How to order ourselves to reality. Jesus wants to wake them up. So he's doing whatever he can to get their attention and also to cleanse the temple. We're meant to be the temple of God, the temple of the Holy Spirit. Jesus has come to this world. What's the incarnation about? It's like Jesus in the temple. He's come to cleanse the temple. He's come to cleanse you, cleanse me, to cleanse us of our sin and all the worldliness that's within us, and our attachments to the world, and our love for the world, and our striving after, not holiness, but that drive in us to strive after power, pleasure, money, honor, right? That's what he's come to do. In this Advent season, as we get closer and closer to Christmas, we're buying gifts for one another. What's that about? It's just a loving expression of celebrating, as we should, the fact that God initiated the giving and he gave us the gift of his Son. That's what we celebrate. We see that beautiful child in the manger, that helpless little baby, and it touches our heart. But like those who come, the three wise men who we'll see come and they bow down before him and they honor him, we need to see beyond just the child in the manger and understand who that child is and what he's come to do. He will be the source of the rise and the falling of many, is what's prophesied in the Gospels. The rise and the fall of many. Jesus came, John tells us in his letter, to destroy the works of the devil. Jesus came, that's a warrior that's in that crib. It's a warrior. He's come to make war, to destroy the devil's power, and to cleanse the temple. In the season of Advent, the church is saying, let him cleanse the temple. Cooperate with him. Turn away from your lukewarmness. The irony is, friends, even in the season, the world sort of captured the season. The enemy has. And it's turned into the consumerist American materialism on steroids. and we get even busier than we normally are, and we don't have time for God. It's nuts. This season is meant to be a season of emptying. Emptying ourselves of all the noise and all the distraction and all the frantic pace and the compulsive drives and all the things that are dominating our hearts and our minds, and to be silent before the Lord and listen to Him. I've come to cleanse you. I want to cleanse the temple of your heart and your mind. I want to drive out all that is evil. I want to break the hold that Satan has worked in your mind and in your heart. I want to break the chains. I want to drive out the spirits that he's assigned to you. I want to heal the brokenness that's in you. I want to set you free from the captivity. And I want to set you on a new path, the path of wisdom. The fear of the Lord I want to give you. That's what he's saying. I want you, like me, to delight in the fear of the Lord. I want to teach you what is right, what is good, what is true, what is beautiful. I want to give you the capacity to hate sin, to make war on it, to resist it, and to trust and to love my Father in such a way that the last thing you'd ever want to do is to offend him. I want to show you how powerful he is. I want to show you your call to be his son and daughter. And I want you to see him in your heart and in your mind and know that he's forgiven you through my love, through my death on Calvary. He sent me to take away your sin. I became one of you so that I could lift the guilt, to break the chains, to give you a new life in this season. That's just, I sense so deeply in my heart, friends. Now's the day of salvation. This is the season. This is the time to go all in, to strive radically now for holiness, not in your own power and your own resources, but radical pursuit of God. And to say, Lord, I'm here because I'm a sinful man and I cannot make myself holy. I'm a sinful woman. I cannot make myself holy, but I trust you. Jesus, I trust in you. Make me holy for the glory of the Father. Fill me with a healthy fear of the Lord in this season. Make me new. Come, Holy Spirit. God bless you, friends. Have a great weekend.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message?, I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the Church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.